Got to get jumpy on a Saturday morning at Rosie on the House. Right now, folks, Romy is looking
for... We got to get rid of these Coyotes tickets.
Oh, that's what you're looking for. Wait a minute. I might have those. Hold on.
Do you have them?
I think so. Hold on.
All I can remember is they're for next Saturday. It's a set of two. If you subscribe to our weekly newsletter, we said we'd do it at 9:20. Here they are. I knew I had them somewhere.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm horrible at giveaways. If I miss it, I forget about it, blow through it. These are $144 value for hockey. Well, I didn't know hockey games were that expensive. Mm. Either that or these are great seats.
Well, they're a hot team right now, too.
Oh, row E, seat 4. That sounds pretty close to the glass. Hey, if you want it, just text. It says something about a trivia question, but it doesn't say about what trivia will be based on home maintenance. All right, in our home maintenance calendar, we do have a This Month in Arizona History. This one in particular has to do with sports, but it is Diamondbacks related. November 4th, 2001, Arizona Diamondbacks won its World Series title, defeating the New York Yankees in Game 7, 3-4. Luis Gonzalez made the RBI for who to make the winning run? If you know who made the winning run...
Oh.
Text it to 411-923, all right answers between now and the end of the broadcast. We'll just pick at random and send you these Coyotes tickets. Again, they're for next Saturday, 6 o'clock. Let me make sure. Yeah, 6 o'clock Saturday, November 7th. Who's a B? Do you know hockey enough to know who we're playing?
It's Boston, right? Yeah.
Is that Boston?
Yeah, that's Boston.
We're playing Boston. All right.
And by the way, if you follow the Diamondbacks on social media, they posted that whole bottom of the inning of the World Series. So there might be a clue for you there. Yes, I think it was 17 years ago already.
I don't follow enough to be able to follow that, so I am no help there. Elections are finally over. I don't know about you, but I am glad. It doesn't matter what the election is. It could be presidential. It could be midterms. It could be local. Construction business, and I'm sure this equates to a lot of businesses out there, just seems to go on hold during the election cycle. You would think after, I don't know, I'm trying to count how many elections I've been through, and all those, you know, it's extreme sides of the officials that have been elected. You know, we've gone, let me go back to my working career. We've got Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump. And all of those cycles, when it's done, business just goes back to normal. But it seems like during that process, it just, gosh, everything chews up. Anyway, glad the election's over. Glad that things are starting to return to normal. Seems like they're going to drag this out in a couple different states on selecting them. But the most notable one is because it affects our homes. 127 did fail the clean energy ballot that they were trying to put. And it was the wording that I think really killed it. And I'm glad that Arizona homeowners helped kill that. By 70%, 69% voted no. They were going to try and force this use of solar, which there's nothing wrong with solar, but they were doing it at regardless of the expense to the consumer. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You give a piece of legislation a blank check. When is that ever a good idea? So hopefully you know, the continued improvement and enhancement of solar as new technology, as battery life for the nighttime hours enhances, the consumer will just see this and make the investment for their home at the time it's right. We've got the Tucson trifecta joining us next week, and one thing that they're going to talk about is just the solar lease programs and what you have to know if you're looking for a new home about those solar lease, because a lot of realtors are pushing people away from any home that's stuck in a solar lease. And, you know, that's if you found the right home in the right location, there you shouldn't be scared of this lease program for your solar to to walk away. Now, if there's two homes on the street, that's a different thing. But if it's the only one in the neighborhood and market, that's not a reason to walk away. So we'll look forward to that next Saturday. And the 10 o'clock hour this Saturday, we're talking about how the home Rosie on the House app with HomeZada can help you manage the financial aspect of your home. If you've ever been around the equestrian industry, it's always this, you know, buying the horse is the cheapest thing. It's owning it that's expensive. Well, a lot of that can be said for the home. If we make a smart decision and we're in a home with our monthly mortgage, it's very manageable. You can soon find out in a lot of cases that monthly mortgage is the cheapest part of owning your home. But owning a home is a great thing. So we'll talk about the tools that are in the Rosie on the House HomeZada app that can help you manage that and anticipate upcoming expenses, help manage and save so you can invest wisely in your home. That's the 10 o'clock hour. We're still in the open line hour, and our weekly how-to will be coming up next. This one is all about making sure our kitchen cabinets are in clean and proper working order before the influx of visitors that we may be expecting to have for our holiday season. So we'll do that next, along with taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.